Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
We're proud to be part of the 2018 Albany Classic. It's happening over the June long weekend, and catching up with Vicky Clark from the Classic. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, we had a soft launch on Friday afternoon in Town Square with a few games.
Yeah, a bit of fun. I guess the theme for this year for our spectators, people coming along, is we want people to get involved, have fun. It's about car racing, but it's also about what's happening during the day.
Because if people aren't huge car lovers, there's plenty of going on off the track. You've got a few more attractions this year.
Yeah, look, we have. On the town square this year, we're going to have lots of interactive games and competitions. So we'll have competitions for all ages, take you back to your youth a bit. We'll have some prizes. We're working with Albany Lawn Games Hire and the events students through the TAFE to organise those. In the town hall, we're going to have some wonderful stalls from our arts and crafts people of the Great Southern Region. And in Lower York Street, we're also going to have some representation from some of our Great Southern wineries, breweries and distilleries. So that will be happening. And Auto One are also going to organise a simulator for us. So you'll be able to get on and try that. And, you know, that's just for starters. So
do you reckon that'll be better than what's happening on the track? The simulator.
Oh, well, look, actually, I'm pretty keen to see some of these races on the town square. I reckon if we could get the mayor involved and really ramp up the competition there.
And some huge milestones this year. A number of vehicles are celebrating birthdays.
That's right. Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary for the Mark 1 Escort and also the HK Monaro. So we've got quite a good contingent of Monaro owners here, so we're hoping that they will be bringing them in and displaying them at the event. There'll be a trophy for the Monaro supplied by Triple M. Thank you very much
Thank
for
you.
The best turned out Monaro.
Happy to be there.
And we've also got a trophy for the best turned out escort from Wangara Trophies, who support the event as well.
All right, mark this date in your calendar. June long weekend. It is the Albany Classic, and lots of people coming to the region.
Yeah, so it should be a great day for all. We've got the Mount Clarence Hill Climb Saturday the 2nd and the Round the Houses Sunday the 3rd of June.
Albany Classic, supported by Triple M. Great to catch up with the City of Albany Mayor, Dennis Wellington. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
On the road, you're out and about being busy.
Yeah, on our way to coach up to do some education programs for councillors, so we're heading up there for the day.
Fantastic. Mayor, we've got Anzac Day in a couple of days' time, and the convoy campout, which is happening tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, this is going to be something special.
Well, it is. Hopefully the weather won't be like what it was yesterday. They'll get a bit damp, but I think at this stage there's about 100 people camping out, which would be a fantastic atmosphere for those that are doing that. And, you know, another commemoration for the Anzac, so you can experience a little bit of what they went through and sleeping under the stars, etc. They won't have anybody shooting at them, but it's part and parcel of the honouring that we show for the Anzacs each year.
After the camp out in Gallipoli, do you think this would be one of the next best experiences people can get to?
I think so. I think it gives them a real sense of atmosphere on what happens. You know, a lot of people camp out in Gallipoli, and we started this one up to see what the interest was like, and to get 100-odd people is, you know, terrific exercise as far as that is concerned. And hopefully it'll continue on for many years, but we'll just see how it goes tomorrow night and see what the reaction is from there.
Now, make sure you get your tickets. Details at the website, anzacalbany.com.au. Online tickets close this morning at 9 o'clock, so get in quick if you want to be part of the convoy campout. And, of course, the dawn service there on Wednesday morning, the parade down York Street, and then, of course, the 11 o'clock service down at Anzac Peace Park.
Yeah.
Mayor Dennis Wellington is here with us. Mayor, Middleton Beach Road, Middleton Road roadworks continuing on. They were due to be finished in April, but unfortunately there's been a delay.
They're a little bit behind. They're a couple of weeks behind on some of the projects. Some of the drainage works down there have provided a bit of a problem. They're a bit more extensive than they originally thought, so that has slowed them up a bit. But at the moment, they're about 2 weeks behind. So hopefully they'll be finished by the middle of May, and it's a very extensive job, obviously. But by the time they're finished, it'll be a terrific road, etc. It's obviously one of our major roads, and the whole project is about $10.3 million to do it. But I was just driving through there this morning, and the rain yesterday created a few potholes for them to replace. So I think by the end of this week, they'll have started the hot mixing, etc., and the topping. So they'll be well on the way to the completion stage.
And would this have to be one of the biggest projects undertaken on that stretch of road in a number of years?
Yeah, it certainly is. There are, obviously, we've got a lot of roads in there around Albany, and there's parts of the Albany Highway from the roundabout into town that need some work, but it's just a matter of how much funding you can get to do it. There's a very limited amount, and every government in the world is crying for at this stage, but we're trying to do as much as we possibly can within the town, and obviously Middleton Road is a major access road through for us, for the locals and for the tourists. So it's something we have to do, but it's just an ongoing thing from there. But this one is certainly is a major project.
And having a chat now with Caroline Hayes from Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Terry?
Very good. You've been busy over the weekend. You were in Perth.
Yeah, I've just come back from Perth, but it's a very busy time for the Chamber at the moment. A lot going on.
Tell us about the survey that was just conducted. Over 600 members took part.
Yeah, look, we surveyed all of our member base, which is just over 600 members, and asked for a snapshot of the first quarter of trading for this year. And the results are very encouraging and probably for some people a little surprising.
Because we've heard stories in the news about businesses shutting up shop, but, you know, people might be shutting up because they want to move on, not necessarily because businesses are not successful.
Yeah, look, there's an enormous amount of reasons why businesses close. Relocation, retirement's a big one in this town. You know, being a regional centre, it doesn't necessarily reflect the economy here in Albany. The survey actually backs that up and shows that 50% of our businesses that responded are trading as well, if not better, than this time last year. Over 20% are reporting a 10 to 20% increase in their business. Admittedly, some sectors are still doing it pretty tough, but overall, the picture's pretty good.
Excellent to hear. Now, on Saturday night, we had the premiere of the movie Breath.
Yeah.
Simon Baker in town. I saw him at the premiere, and I saw photos of him at a number of venues afterwards. I mean, this guy's been massive in Hollywood, and you know, to have him in our own backyard is going to be a huge boost. I mean, what would that mean for Albany and surrounding areas in terms of the economy?
Yeah, look, I think anything that puts us on the map and gets us that sort of publicity, it really is incredibly positive for Albany.
Excellent. Also, the Business Awards are about to be launched, and you've got a new section this year that people can nominate for.
Yeah, very exciting. We've really looked at the Business Awards. It's really it's a great award for businesses, but every business relies on incredible managers and staff. So this year we're really happy to announce that we're actually introducing a new category, which is the Employee of the Year.
Wow.
So an owner of a business can nominate a staff member or a manager who is the person that really behind the scenes makes everything happen and normally wouldn't get recognised. So it's a great opportunity.
And that just opens it right up because some businesses out there might have, you know, above 50 employees.
Absolutely.
Up to 100, and then it just opens the field.
It does, and it's about time that we recognise the people that help us succeed.
Excellent. All right. So more on that soon on the website?
Absolutely. It'll be released probably first week of May.
All right. acci.com.au.
Yes.
Excellent. And looks, any movement on a potential CEO coming in?
Yeah, look, we're certainly in round two of recruiting at the moment. So applications have closed. We are looking to interview in another week's time. So that's locked in and I'm looking forward to doing that. So hopefully some news on that one in early May as well.
Excellent. Caroline Hayes from the Albany Chamber of Commerce Industry. Lots happening, lots to look forward to. Thank you so much for having a chat with us.
You're welcome.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds. With no hidden surprises.
Yeah, we start the week off at $3,780. I've got Jodie on the line. Jodie, what do you reckon?
I think it might be at the Albany Squash Centre hitting a squash ball.
No, going to have to squash your answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jodie. Ray, what do you reckon our sound is?
Is it hitting a squash ball at the squash centre?
Not hitting a squash ball at the squash centre. Also going to have to squash your answer.
Okay.
Sounds of Albany returns tomorrow. We're at $3,800 with Fair Dinkum Sheds, Triple M.